Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So he said that they're not going to pass up on a generational talent. You got me humming a here. They're not going to pass up on a generational talent. We got Cavs at 7:22 this morning, and whether or not Darius Garland had a choke job last night, it's going to be a tough conversation for everybody. If they take Travis Hunter, which is the way like Mike Garafolo took it, a couple other people took it, if they take Travis Hunter, then is Cam Ward on the docket for everybody for number two? Are we just
does so that it make
was,
it easy?
It was Cam Ward or bust, or now if Cam Ward's there, are we taking Cam Ward or are we still afraid to take a quarterback? We have Daryl coming in tomorrow. I kind of want to call and get his ass up right now. Like, I want to know from everybody. Are you willing to take a quarterback if it's Cam Ward? I like Cam Ward.
But we all
thick enough, good enough.
We all think Cam Ward is ahead of Shador, right?
I think a lot of people probably do. I'm
I think
sure
he's my only option at two right now.
Yes. So if Cam Ward's there at two, you guys taking Cam Ward? It's a simple premise. Or are we still afraid to take a quarterback? Because if you don't take a quarterback, like there's guys later on who I can talk myself into. I can talk myself into Jackson Dart. I can talk myself into Will Howard as long as there's a veteran there that has been traded, or excuse me, signed in free agency. I don't know if you can really trade for many of them, but you know I'm open to possibilities here. If you brought in a Geno Smith, even if you brought in leftover pot roast Kirk Cousins or somebody else, you mentioned Derek Carr. Okay, Derek Carr. Derek Carr's fine. All right, as long as there's a veteran there. Cam Ward, it's going to be harder to do. I would still like a veteran there. I'd still like to start the season off with somebody else, but it's going to be harder and harder and harder to say that Cam Ward shouldn't just start the season. So if you take that guy number two, you know what comes with it. It's easier to pussyfoot around the situation later in the first round or in the second or third round. Let me go to Ed in Erie, Pennsylvania. You're first up on the fan. Hello, Ed.
How you doing? Hey, I want to make four quick points, okay? Number one, why is the Baseball Hall of Fame still think it's the dead ball era? You know, players play for two teams, four teams, six teams. Why?
Wait a minute.
Let him get his other eight points in.
I'm very passionate about the Baseball Hall of Fame.
You can tune into the Ed and Neri show any day over there.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't make the rules. Ooh. I'm sorry.
Ed, would it hurt you to talk about the Browns like we are right now?
Point number two. Cleveland State's won 11 in a row. And let me tell you, it is going to be a
God in heaven. A sweet team music.
Be you too.
Australian Open heating up. What happened to Coco?
He would have got the Cam Ward had you allowed him.
Oh, really?
Eventually.
I want to agree with him about good. The Baseball Hall of Fame. I think I would have agreed with him with the Baseball Hall of Fame. I mean, you're allowed to get a couple things in there, can't you? 216-474-0092. So is the official show stance now just taking Cam Ward?
I think so.
I mean, I've had it out of my mind so much that I've started to argue about Shador Sanders and his dad and whether or not he'd come here. And, I mean, good God, this is just how not great of a class it is and how not great of a year it is to need a quarterback. Is yesterday, I mean, I brought up Will Howard. People started going, you can't take Will Howard number two overall. I go, I didn't say take Will Howard number two overall. That never once came out of my mouth. I said by the end of the draft process, he could be a second-round guy, or if he's a second-round guy, he could go, well, do I want a fifth year on him? Am I willing to trade from that 33rd pick up into the back end of the first round to get a fifth year on him? That I was willing to ask. But this draft class is so crazy and so not good, it's left us all with a lot of questions, and I think a lot of people, they don't want to be left holding the bag. Because I do think, and this is where Daryl comes into this, and he's in my head on a lot of this stuff, I think everybody just assumes that this is the final year of Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski, and it's a lame duck year right now. And I don't think the Browns fans want to be left holding the bag for some rookie quarterback that they weren't really actually that hot about in the first place. So they can go out and get Kirk Cousins. You know why? Because you don't love Kirk Cousins. It doesn't matter to you about Kirk Cousins or anything like that. You're probably, more than likely, you're not going to fall in love with that guy. You can go out and get somebody else, and that's okay. And then if you get like Will Howard, all right, I like Will Howard. He can be a mid-round guy. We'll take a swing on him. If it doesn't work, whatever, add him to the list. Same thing with Jackson Dart. It's not the same risk you would have. It's like, whoa, Cam Ward's available here at number two, and I got 10 minutes to make this decision here all of a sudden. Now we're up against it. Now I got to throw, do I trust the coaching staff? Do I trust the general manager? Those are two things that are very, very hard to answer, and I don't think I want to take calls on that. Do I believe that he is the right guy for this, or am I going to be left holding the bag if this guy doesn't work out on another draft class that we might miss out on because everybody wants to say that next year's draft class is going to be so much better? I want to wait to get there, but that's going to be the main thing that's said. So you have a lot of decisions to make, and I'm thinking, well, hey, if Cam Ward's there, damn the torpedoes, go ahead and take Cam Ward. I mean, I'm willing to take Shador Sanders if Shador Sanders is willing to play here. I know what comes with it. I understand that, but I don't want to be in this position again. I don't need to be in this position again. I got to give myself a fighting chance. I'm not going to use Washington as an example. I agree with Brian Baldinger. I don't think you can just take Jaden Daniels and make another Jaden Daniels and put him in Cleveland. But I know the only way out of this mess, and it is a mess, is going to be to take a quarterback or we're just shouting into the wind.
Kenny,
and we're going to waste each other's time and
lifetime. You, over the years, I know you've started your new offseason list.
Tracker, yeah. I'm up to 2 pages now. I'll put that out.
Well, you've had the tracker. I do think we need to hear it at some point. But in the past, didn't the tracker prove one thing, that everything being said right now doesn't matter? Doesn't matter. That GM saying that, or the new guy... Yeah. Making the choices with Tennessee, him saying that is only designed to throw everybody off the
set.
But
that's going to spur conversation because if he's there, maybe he is going to be there. I think, honestly, it's to entice somebody to trade up to go after number one. We're open for business. Whether that be the Giants, whether that be the Raiders, somebody else, I don't know how much you're going to give up for Shador Sanders. Maybe that's an enticement. But you're still sitting there at number two, and if they're trading up, they're probably trading up to take Shador Sanders. And so if they're going to trade up to take Shador Sanders, then fine. Cam Ward's part of the conversation. Because it can't just be no quarterbacks. There has to be an opening there. And I think so many people, it's been convenient for them to go, well, Cam Ward's not there, so hell, let's trade out of it. Okay. Troy on the road, you're first up on the Fan. Hello, Troy.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Good morning.
Morning to you, friend. Go ahead.
I'm okay with a Cam Ward, Shador Sanders pick if you know they're in love with the guy. Shador, obviously, if he's willing to come here. Me, if it was like Madden and I was in charge of what's going on, I think I'd like to go the free agent route and then draft, you know, a Dart or a Howard in a later round and go with a Mason Graham or Abdul Carter with that earlier pick, maybe, and maybe it's a homer pick, but if you know in the second round, maybe a Jack Sawyer. But what's your thoughts on the name of Carson Wentz as like a veteran free agent? Not a name really people bring up.
You know, I've heard so many bad things about him being poison, Troy.
If you were looking for, and as somebody who is a big Carson Wentz fan early on in his career,
well, you know your quarterbacks, don't you?
If you are looking for someone who comparatively may have had a worse drop off than Deshaun Watson in their career, you found him with Carson Wentz.
Yeah, a lot injury prone for sure, but just a thought because we're basically essentially just throwing darts at the dartboard, you know.
Did you say Jackson Dart? Is that who's next?
Yeah, he's not bad. I just worry about, you know, Lane Kiffin. By what I've read, kind of would pretty much tell him his reads for the most part, but his arm talent.
Did the same thing with Watson. Well, I mean, when you have, if they take a guy later on like Jackson Dart, Troy, thank you very much for the call. You take a guy in the third round of this draft, it's like, hey, let's. He might be the best natural quarterback. He might not be the most ready. And you're going to hear me say that a time or two coming up, getting ready for the season. Because you're going to probably take a guy. If you go that route, we did this like crazy with Deshaun Kizer. And you and I got in screaming matches with each other. Because nobody wanted to understand the difference between best on the roster and most ready. He wasn't ready to play, and they put him out there, and he sunk his own career, and they helped do it. He wasn't ready to do it. And on that roster, by the way, that quarterback room won a great quarterback room anyway. So being the best of that quarterback room really wasn't saying anything. For him, for Dart, or for Will Howard, it's like, hey, take some time here. Take some time. Prepare. Get ready to play. You're going to play at some point probably this season. But if you go out, you get a Cousins. Cousins knows the score. Derek Carr should know the score. They should be competitive in the fact that they want to go out there and win and compete and maybe even hold on to the job. But until that moment, you know what's going to happen here. Carson Wentz, I just keep hearing so many things about him being poisonous. I really don't want a part of it. Bobby and Willowick, got to go quick, but go ahead.
You know, we got to get a veteran quarterback, a Colin Kaepernick or something, draft someone from college. You know, hey, listen, we went after Deshaun Watson. Look what happened to that. We can't get any worse. But, you know, Kenny, I agree 100% with you, buddy.
All right, Bobby, thank you very much for the call.
Wait a second. Is there
at least he was in football and not talking about Deadball Hall of Fame.
I do genuinely wonder. Remember, people used to call Jeff Sindelar, and
it's a good item.
And they would reference their buddies and ask Sindelar whether those guys should get a call up or whether the baseball card of that guy is worth anything. And Sindelar, I mean, I love him, RIP, but he would just BS his way through the answers, right? On a lot of those guys. Is somebody urging random fans to call shows all over the country to mention Kaepernick? That's the only way that Kaepernick would still be brought
like
up.
Like a national.
Yeah, is it a joke and they're going to play that recording on their show somewhere else, like the Baba Booey calls back in the day for Howard Stern?
Yeah, but you and I love that type of craziness so much that we would love to be included in a master
he last played like that. Colin Kaepernick last played 9 years ago.
I mean, that was before my son was born.
He still gets
the last
called.
Time we had arguments now, about Colin Kaepernick was now, when he was an infant.
Now, Teddy Bridgewater took a snap.
My son,
Did Teddy Bridgewater just take a snap in a playoff game?
Yes.
So, I guess all things are possible.
And they scored a touchdown on that play.
That's how badly people don't want to play Deshaun Watson this year. Around. They're willing to go back to guys who retired 9 years ago. Or didn't retire, I should say, but haven't played in 9 years. Did not retire. Certainly didn't. But have not played in 9 years. Teddy Bridgewater. Can we bring in Teddy Bridgewater? He did take a playoff snap. Lord Almighty.